narrated Ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with him, "For 1 year I wanted to ask Umar about the two women who helped each other against the Prophet, peace be upon him, but I was afraid of him. One day he dismounted his riding animal and went among the trees of Arak to answer the call of nature, and when he returned, I asked him and he said, they were Aisha and Hafsa." Then he added, "We never used to give significance to ladies in the days of the pre-Islamic period of ignorance, but when Islam came and Allah mentioned their rights, we used to give them their rights, but did not allow them to interfere in our affairs. Once there was some dispute between me and my wife, and she answered me back in a loud voice. I said to her, 'Strange, you can retort in this way?' She said, 'Yes. Do you say this to me while your daughter annoys Allah's messenger? Peace be upon him.' So I went to Hafsa and said to her, 'I warn you not to disobey Allah and his messenger. Peace be upon him.' I first went to Hafsa and then to Umme Salama and told her the same. She said to me, 'O Umar, it surprises me that you interfere in our affairs so much that you would poke your nose even into the affairs of Allah's messenger, peace be upon him, and his wives.' So she rejected my advice. There was an Ansari man. Whenever he was absent from Allah's messenger, peace be upon him, and I was present there, I used to convey to him what had happened on that day. And when I was absent and he was present there, he used to convey to me what had happened as regards news from Allah's messenger, peace be upon him. During that time, all the rulers of the nearby lands had surrendered to Allah's messenger, peace be upon him, except the king of Ghassan in Sham. And we were afraid that he might attack us. All of a sudden, the Ansari came and said, 'A great event has happened.' I asked him, 'What is it? Has the Ghassani king come?' He said, 'Greater than that. Allah's messenger, peace be upon him, has divorced his wives.' I went to them and found all of them weeping in their dwellings. And the Prophet, peace be upon him, had ascended to an upper room of his. At the door of the room, there was a slave to whom I went and said, 'Ask the permission for me to enter.' He admitted me, and I entered to see the Prophet, peace be upon him, lying on a mat that had left its imprint on his side. Under his head, there was a leather pillow stuffed with palm fibers. Behold, there were some hides hanging there and some grass for tanning. Then I mentioned what I had said to Hafsa and Umme Salama and what reply Umme Salama had given me. Allah's messenger, peace be upon him, smiled and stayed there for 29 days and then came down." See Hadith number 2468, Volume 3 for details.